Blog Talk Radio.
All right. This is Watchmen on the Wall. This is Elder G. Bizarre coming to you from Warren, Ohio. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one that was, the one that is, and the Almighty, the one to come. So glad to be with you this afternoon. We had a little technical problem with the radio station. That's why we're a little late. But anyway, we still going to preach about Jesus Christ because that's our only hope. That's our only joy. So glad to have with me Brother Tim Jackson down there in Dallas, Texas. We're going to be walking and talking with the Lord Jesus Christ and letting you know what's getting ready to happen on this planet. And that's planet Earth. Amen. Third planet from the sun, traveling at 17.4 miles a second. Amen. 24 hours a day. Amen. And God is in control. Satan is on his way down. And a lot of people want to know what's wrong with the world. Oh, what's wrong with the world? Well, Satan is on his way down. He's on his way down. He's in the first and second heaven now. He was in third heaven, but God cast him out. And now he's on earth. And he's coming down on earth through the Antichrist. When the Antichrist comes, amen, that's going to be Satan in the flesh. He's going to try to play Jesus Christ. He's going to try to tell the world that he is Jesus Christ. But he's a liar. He's a father of lies. He lied from the beginning. He'll lie today and tomorrow for eternity. And he's on his way down. We're so glad to have Brother Tim Jackson with me, a great Bible scholar. Amen. Knows the word of God, lived the word of God, taught the word of God, walked the word of God. Amen. We got connected about a year and a half ago, and the Lord put us on internet and got us on radio, and we're going to tell you that Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth. That's our main goal, and convince you there's only one way, good God Almighty, only one way to heaven. I don't think nobody listening. Ooh, let me tell you, one way to heaven, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only way you can get to heaven. You can't get there on your looks or your status quo. You can't get there on your money. You can't get there on your education. You can't get there on nothing but Jesus Christ. Your good, your little works that you think you're doing for the Lord, if you ain't saved, hey, you're going to miss out. Because the only way that God made for man to be saved, he's got to come to the cross. Jesus Christ died and rose again. And he's coming back again just like he came the first time. Born in the manger. But this time, he's not going to be born in a manger. He's coming back on a white horse. He's coming back in the picture. He's coming back in the church. He's coming back in power and great glory. He's coming back to meet the battle of Armageddon, where the armies of the world will meet at the Valley of Megiddo, and they will conclude Christ will have the victory, and the church will what be reigning on the earth in the millennium reign. Oh, man, we got so much to tell you. I just can't tell it all. Amen. I can't sit down sometimes. I can't stop crying and nobody's bothering me. Sometimes I feel like running and nobody chases me. That's how good this gospel is. I mean, this gospel is so good. You ought to taste it. Jesus Christ is good. He's been good to you. He's been good to me. He's been good to the world. And he's warning the world right now. Get ready. Coronavirus is nothing but a judgment up on the planet. That's all it is. And now, actually, it's a common cold. And folks have made it out of a bad case. Amen. And a lot of people are getting sick because their immune system is down. If your immune system is down, man, you can't hold this. Ooh. And if you ain't a praying soul, amen, God, hey, you just can't make it through. But Jesus Christ, I want to let you know the first thing, and what me and Brother Tim Jackson is going to be talking about, the main aim is salvation. Salvation.
Amen.
Going to church is good. Fail not to assemble yourselves together in a matter of song, for we know that the day is approaching. So going to church is good, but going to church will not get you to heaven. Uh-oh, did I say something wrong? Because a lot of folks believe if you be good and go to church, don't eat, don't smoke, don't run out, don't go to bars and everything, oh, I'm good enough to go to heaven. Well, see, your righteousness is a filthy rag. Ain't no good. It smells bad. But you got to have the righteousness of Christ. And Christ is the only one that died on Calvary's cross. He's the only one that had a precious blood. The power is in the blood. The sanctification is in the blood. The justification is in the blood. Everything is in the blood because that's the life of God through Jesus Christ. When Christ died, it was God Almighty that let his son suffer on Calvary's cross that he could what? Pay for the price of sin. And he paid it. 1,000 years ago, Jesus Christ paid the price of sin. And the only way, preacher, deacon, bishop, the pope, whoever you call yourself a religious order, but religion is taking folks to hell because salvation is not a religion. Salvation is a relationship with the Almighty through Jesus Christ. Good God Almighty. Amen. I'm going to let Brother Tim have it. I'm going to turn it over to him, and he's going to take us in prayer. Right now, he's going to take us in prayer, and after he takes the prayer, he's going to start it off. He's going to kick the football, amen, from the 0-yard line, and he's going to kick it all the way over to what? The end zone. And when you get to the end zone, guess what? You got the victory. Jesus Christ is the victor. Amen. So, Brother Tim, you go ahead and do what you got to do, and then you can take it from there.
Amen, brother. All glory be to the Most High. Once again, brother, it's good to be back here on here with you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. As you say, we had a bit of a delay. So, amen, we're going to go ahead and get right on into it, man. It's good to be here. Amen. We are doing this 3 days a week. Amen. Sunday, Wednesday, and Saturday. We're doing this 3 days a week to bring you the word, the gospel of the Most High God. Amen. His son, Yahshua.
Yes.
Amen. We thank him for salvation. Like the bus said, we thank him for the blood. So we're going to go ahead and say this. We're going to jump right on into it. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you once again. We thank you for your son. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for being such an awesome Heavenly Father. We thank you most of all for your grace and your mercy, dear Heavenly Father, for you said that you reserve your judgments and punishments for the disobedient, amen, for the ones that have rejected you, amen, for the unbelievers, amen. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for salvation, dear Heavenly Father, for blessing us with the greatest gift in existence, that's immortality and eternal life. We thank you for your love and your kindness, dear Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
We thank you for your spiritual wisdom and knowledge. We pray more for your spiritual wisdom and knowledge, Heavenly Father. Most of all, we pray that someone is being touched, souls are being saved, someone is hearing your word and getting converted today, dear Heavenly Father, as we speak and preach your message, dear Heavenly Father. For our goal is salvation, dear Heavenly Father, because we know what's coming to this world. We want to get as many souls ready for your return of your son. Amen. Christ, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We bless and praise your holy name forevermore. Amen. All right, doctor.
Amen.
Go ahead, doctor. So, all right, then. All right, let's go ahead and get started. Amen. You know what I was thinking about, brother? I was thinking about it because, you know, working for the bank, I'm thinking to myself, man, when this thing kick off, you are not going to be able to get under the radar. People are not seeing what's about to happen. As people are taking these different shots and everything, so you won't be able to have anybody to work in your organization and say, and to pay them. You're not going to be able to pay them and say they don't have to take the shot. Because once they mandate it, everybody working in your organization, whether they family, friends, whatever, they're going to have to take the shot. Because guess what? You're going to have to file taxes. And
yes,
when you file your taxes, they're going to have to know that you're paying these people. Amen. How else they going to get money?
Yes, sir.
Amen. This stuff is coming. Amen. Bitcoin, amen, is more likely officially going to be the new money. It's going to be Bitcoin. Amen. So now this you see this mystery is unfolding because for many years, many experts have asked, what is backing Bitcoin? And they still haven't really came out and just told us what's backing Bitcoin. They ain't told us that yet. But we just want to get you all prepared so that you can be ready. So when the trumpet sounds, you are ready to go back with Christ. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you believe and you have salvation, you won't be here for the mark of the beast. No way.
All
this stuff that they're putting out here, that they're trying to take the world through, amen, they're constantly telling people, You got to take the shot, the jab, or whatever you want to call it. People are losing their jobs. Amen. I've heard some more reports of people losing their jobs because they're saying you got to have the shot. If you don't have the shot, amen, you don't have a job. And I just know it's only a matter of time, amen, that it's coming to my job because, why? I work for a financial institution. Amen. So, amen, with that being said, we're preaching the word. We're preaching the cross. We're preaching that to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Because once you are washed in the blood of the Lamb, that's it. See, the devil knows that all you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, and thou shalt be saved. You think the devil ain't mad at us for preaching this gospel? Because we're preaching the truth. We're showing people this is the way to salvation. It's easy as walking through a door. That's it. Salvation is just as easy as you walking through your front door, because you have been taught the incorrect teaching that salvation is that you got to do this, you got to do that, and you got to do this. And people say, well, what about living right? And I say, well, what about it? See, if you get the Holy Spirit, you can't help but to live right. Amen. Because the Holy Spirit is going to lead you and guide you. And because you have God on the inside of you, you no longer desire the world. You no longer desire worldly living. See, the devil already knows that. That's why he got these hirelings, these fake pastors and preachers out here teaching, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that. The Bible ain't never said that. The Bible said that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, thou shalt be saved. That's the only way to salvation. That's the only way to receive the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Is through confessing and believing. And you are going to walk in the Spirit. Amen. God's going to hold your hand the whole time.
Come on.
The problem is that we try to figure God out. You can't figure God out. God sent his son because he knew that you and I could not, amen, as the brother said, we could not be perfect. He said, in all your righteousness, you are still as filthy rags. So I don't care how good perfect you think you are, the Bible says you are still as a filthy rag. See, if you're going to live by law, you got to live by all the law. You can't pick and choose what parts of the laws you want to live by. See, that's the problem with doo-doo Christians. Those the people who say that you got to do this and do that. Because you want to know why? They believe that if you do right, you go into heaven. No, that ain't true.
Uh-huh.
See, you got to believe. Because there is no way possible for you to fulfill the law, for you to fulfill all the ordinances of God. We fail every single day. That's why in the Lord's Prayer says that we ask for forgiveness. And every day we are to pray. In fact, Paul said we are to pray without ceasing. Means often as it comes to your thought process, you should be praying and asking God for forgiveness of your sin. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
So it's only by the blood of Christ, only by with the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world, and we thank him right now for his ultimate sacrifice, for sacrificing his life. So that I may have eternal life, that the sinners that's out there in the world right now still have an opportunity, as long as they have breath in their body, they have the opportunity to receive eternal life. And that's all we want for you today, is to receive eternal life. You know, you have some folks out there that say, y'all just don't want to go through anything. No, because Paul and John even said it. That Christ, Paul asked that, he said, God, come quickly. Lord, come quickly. What was he saying? He said, you know what? To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We desire to be with God. But amen. But we're not tired of the fight. Amen. Don't get it wrong. We're not tired of the fight.
No.
We are here, and we are soldiers in the army of the Lord, and we're going to fight as long as we have to. That means that God bless us to be here. Amen. For another 15, 20 years or however long, we're going to fight the good fight. Amen. But at the same time, amen, we believe that Christ is on his way back. Amen. We desire to be with the Lord. Amen. There's nothing wrong with desiring to be with the Lord. There's nothing wrong with desiring eternal life. Amen. Because God said, I have promises. He said, I will go, amen, and build a place for you. He said he's going to come back. He's going to get us, amen. And that is what we are looking for. We are looking for the return of our Lord and Savior. Amen. Ooh, so today, again, we just want the saints out here to continue to spread the word, share this program with as many people as you can. Amen. If you got some folks that need God, need Christ, share this program with them. Amen. If you want to learn about the times that we are in, amen, doctor. Amen. If you want to learn more about the time that we are in, hey, man, continue to tune in and share this with family and friends. Continue to tune in to the show because we're going to be here. It'll be as long as God's will. We're going to be here 3 days out the week preaching the gospel, preaching his word, and preparing the saints for the return of Christ. Amen. I was talking to my brother today. I mean, we were just talking, he does ministry. He actually goes and travels and does ministry. And I said, man, I thank God for you and your wife because that's a chore. Amen. To make a choice to travel, to preach the word. Amen. Because why? Our ultimate goal is that we want to get as many souls into the kingdom of heaven before it's too late. Yeah. Amen. Because once the trumpets sound, amen, you don't want to be here. Trust
me. Come on.
Amen. You do not want to be here. Amen. And so if you want to escape the great white throne judgment, amen, the only way to escape the great white throne judgment is to accept Christ. You have to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. There is no other way around. There is no other way around.
Thank you.
Amen. Yes. Amen. And the scripture says over in Romans 3:23, it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, if it says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, it's not just talking about the people out there in the world, the unbelievers. It's talking about the believers as well. We have all fallen short. I have fallen short. None of us are perfect. I've never professed that I'm better than anybody. I'm more perfect than anybody. Absolutely not. Amen. Paul said it best.
Amen.
We are not better than the next person. Amen. The only difference between me and the person that's out there in the world partying, drinking, smoking, the unbeliever, the only difference between me and them is that I have not rejected Christ. I have accepted him as my Lord and Savior. And because I have done so, the Holy Spirit has entered into my soul. Amen. In a moment, in a blink of an eye, I have become one with God. And his Holy Spirit has been leading me and guiding me now for almost 22 years. And I am so grateful for my salvation. And I'm grateful for your salvation and opportunity as well. Amen. I'm going to say a little bit more. I'm going to get ready to give it over to the brother.
Go ahead,
amen. Amen. So just remember, but if you reject him as your Savior, just remember your record from the first day on earth stands. You have to give an account, like the brother said. You don't want to die. You don't want to pay for your sins. I tell you right now, my record is wrong. Hey, man, just like you hear the folks that say they've been to prison. They got a long record. Hey, man, well, guess what? We all have a long record. Amen. But because of the blood of Christ, because of his ultimate sacrifice, and I have received him as my Lord and Savior.
Ooh,
amen. My record is going to be wiped clean. And we talked about the church, how he's come back to get a church without a what? Spot, wrinkle, or blemish. Amen. That means that my robe, oh, my gosh, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be whiter than snow. And it's going to shine like the stars of heaven. Man, you're going to be beautiful. You're going to look immaculate. He's going to give you a new body, man. We're going to talk about that today, too. Amen. We're going to talk about it in the morning. As Paul said, in the twinkling of an eye, you're going to be changed. You're going to have a new body. Amen. Because trust me, amen, man, you know, you have to stand alone before the judge who is Christ. And, man, trust me, it ain't going to be like it is in the courtroom. You think them folks be crying when they get a life sentence, man, that ain't nothing. They still have the opportunity to receive salvation. But, boy, I tell you right now, if you miss heaven, my God, and you end up at the great white throne judgment, you got to stand before the king. Man, you talking about crying. Folks going to be crying like nothing because you won't know why. That's it. The word says you be cast into the lake of fire.
Lake of
fire. We don't want that for nobody. Amen. So with that being said, amen, I'm going to get ready to turn over to the brother. Let him pick it up. Some. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about this blood.
Yes.
Amen. The church. Amen.
Amen.
And our bodies been changed. Immortality. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. This is Walking on the Wall. This is End Time Radio Internet Ministry. We are preaching the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are trying to warn the world. We're trying to tell the church, you better get right. You better get right.
Right.
You better repent of your sins and turn to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We cover from Genesis to Revelation. We talk about biblical eschatology, end time message. We are living in the end times. There's no way, no doubt, there's no way anybody can stand anywhere and say, we got a whole lot of time left, because we see the condition of the world. We see the condition of church folks. We see the condition of the government. We see the condition of the religious system. We see the condition of every individual that's on this planet. People are trying to push back this corona. They want to get rid of it, but it's not going to get rid of it. They're more concerned about corona than their soul. Their soul. Your soul. Your soul. You got a soul. And one day you're going to die. One day you're going to have to stand before God.
Amen.
Almighty. If you don't know Jesus Christ, woo, if you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, amen, you're going to be what? Left here at the rapture, because the rapture
That's right.
is right around the bend. Oh, come on. Listen to me. I'm not talking off the top of my head. I didn't dig this up somewhere on the side of the road. I got this from the Word of God. Jesus Christ said, before I come, it's going to be the day, it's going to be as the days of Noah. The days of Noah, they were eating and drinking and carousing. They were killing.
That's
they
right.
were murdered. They were homosexuals. They were, there was lesbianism. There was every low-down, dirty, rotten sin that you can think of. And Noah was right. preaching for 120 years until the people said, you're full of it. Oh, come on. That's what people are saying now. Amen. That's what the
That's
devil's
right.
talking to me. Of it, but God, you full of it, Timothy. All this here stuff y'all been talking about
right.
for the last 3 years, where is it? Where is it supposed to come? Well, the Bible said no man knows the hour nor day, but let me tell you, he said you can know the season, and now we're living in that season. Hey, because the preachers,
Amen.
The preachers, the church folks are not standing up for Christ. They're standing up for themselves. They're giving the preachers money, and the preacher's taking the money, and he's carousing around in church with the women, and dividing the churches and making the flock divided. And everybody said, oh, we had some good church. Oh, that man preached. Ooh, did he preach? What did he preach? Oh, man, I don't know what he preached, but he don't even know nothing when they come out the house of God. Well, we are here not to fantasize you. We're not here to tickle your fancy. We're here to tell you the Word of God. And you know, those that have not been acquainted to what I'm preaching saved Jesus and him crucified, died, and rose again, coming back to get a church without a spot or wrinkle. We also cover the book of Revelation, all 22 chapters. We cover the rapture of the church. We cover the Antichrist, which is alive now on the earth. He's alive right now. He's about 54 years old, and he's waiting for one thing. He's waiting for the rapture of the church. Mm-hmm. And then we have the peace treaty. That will be signed after the rapture of the church. And then we have the seven-year tribulation. Seven-year tribulation covers the fourth chapter of Revelation, the fourth chapter. Remember that. Fourth chapter to the 19th chapter covers the seven-year tribulation. That's when Christ
mm-hmm.
comes back to the earth and stand. Look, good God Almighty. He will stand on the top of the Mount of Olives. That's what Zechariah said. That's what Malachi said. That's what the Old Testament prophet spoke about. He said when he come back, he's coming back with the church, the C-H-U-R-C-H, the body of Christ, not the Baptist church,
right.
not the Presbyterian church, not the Catholic church, the church that Jesus Christ purchased. He bought it with what? Silver and gold? No. No, prestige, no. He bought it with his blood. It took the blood of Christ to buy back the souls of men from the clutches of Satan. Jesus Christ became a sin offering. Uh-oh, what you talking about, preacher? He became a sin offering. He became human. He was both God and he was man. And he became a sin offering. and knew no sin, but he became sin, that through his death, his birth, and his resurrection, he could save who? My soul, my S-O-U-L, not S-O-L-E, not the sole of your shoe, but the soul that my very being. He saved my soul by the blood of God. Not Mohammed, not Jehovah Witness, not the Baptist, no denomination, no demon, no fallen angel could redeem my soul. So they took God himself to become man. And that's why the world don't want Christ, because Satan knows if you go to the cross and repent of your sin and accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, Christ will save your soul. And the devil, no, don't go to the cross. Whatever you do, don't go to the cross, man. You go to the cross, you got to give up everything. Well, what are you giving up? You're giving up sin. What is sin? Death. You don't want to give up death? You will still live in death? You want to be a walking zombie on this planet without Christ and then die and go to hell? But let me tell you something. There's a hell. There's a hell. There's a H-E-L-L. Ain't no way that I can tell you to talk out of the scripture and say there ain't no hell, because if I tell you there's no hell, I'll be the biggest liar that walked the face of the earth. But there is a hell. And me and Brother Tim here is here not for us to get some money so we can get a $65 million jet plane and fly in it. We don't want money. We don't need money. You know what we need? We need to preach the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and warn people that Jesus Christ is coming soon. Not only that, but we're going to talk about the 144,000 Jews that's in the land of Israel. We're going to talk about the Russian war and Israel. We're going to talk about 28 judgment that's coming up on the planet. We're going to talk about the mark, the computer chip, the number 666, and the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is coming on the horizon. God Almighty. The mark of the beast is coming on the horizon through this what? The coronavirus is a brainwashing system that's brainwashing people's mind to when the mark of the beast comes, they're going to accept it so fast, it's going to be like a bolt of lightning. Because let me tell you something, I don't know what them people put in that stuff. I don't know what they put in that vaccine, and I ain't got nothing against nobody that want to get it. If you want to get it, you get it. But I said, Lord, I don't want it. Don't want to come near me. I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to pray, and I'm not going to be going around what people in a crowd. If I do go, I'll be preaching the gospel, but just laying around and talking and laughing and joking and drinking and carousing, I'm not going to be in that kind of company unless I'm going to preach Jesus Christ, because that's the only thing I know. There is no other name given under heaven whereby I can be saved, sanctified. And sanctified don't mean jumping up and shouting and speaking in tongues. That's not sanctification. Sanctification means to be set apart from sin. In other words, my soul, my spirit is sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. In other words, my soul is sinless. Oh, you don't believe that. My soul is sinless. The only sin I'm dealing with now is the carnal nature, the flesh. Always fighting against the Spirit of God. And Paul said, when I wanted to do good, I couldn't do good because evil was always present with me. He said, oh, wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from this body of death? In other words, who can deliver me from this body of death, which is in the flesh? He said, I thank God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, by his shed blood, I got the victory over sin, death, hell, and the grave through Jesus Christ. Woo! Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. It says this mark of the beast, we got the two witnesses that are going to come. We got the return of Jesus Christ is going to come. And we got the Armageddon. We got the Armageddon that Christ is going to come back from heaven. And then we got the last and the most wonderful thing that will hit this planet. When Christ comes back, he's coming back to judge the world, and he's coming back to set up. Good God Almighty. He's going to set up the millennial kingdom. Whoa! What you say, preacher? I say he's going to set up the millennial kingdom. Christ is going to rule and reign on this earth. He's going to be in the temple in Jerusalem, and he's going to bring back everything that the devil has messed up. And guess what? He done messed up the human race. Don't you know we live in a sick age? Don't we live in a diabolical abomination because people have come so filthy. They have become so dirty, so low down, cutthroats. We got folks in the church that's lower than folks in the world. They'll do you in if they can, and they'll mistreat you, and then they talk about they going to heaven. No, they ain't. No, no, you ain't going nowhere because the Bible tell me no sin whatsoever shall ever enter the kingdom of God. My friends, we are talking about what? We are talking about the church of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll be covering these year subjects through the time that we are on the air. I hope to be on till this September coming. I hope to be on all the way up through the winter months and all the way up through the spring months. And if I can't be on, I really get disappointed when I can't be on because I got so much to tell you from the Word of God. And Brother Tim got the same thing. Amen. We lock in as brothers in the Lord, trying to win somebody, trying to convince somebody, trying to tell somebody, trying to woo somebody in to Jesus Christ because he so loved the world that he what? Gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. But we're gonna hit that royal seed, Jesus Christ. He's building his body right now. He's working on his body. And he said, up on this rock, up on this revelation, up on the cross, up on the burial, up on the death, up on the resurrection, I'm going to build my church. Not your church, your church.
Mm-hmm.
Church, you. And the only way you can become a part of the church, you must be born again. You got to have a changed life. A changed life. You can't go around here whoremongering and lying and cheating and stealing, committing adultery and doing all kind of wickedness,
right.
And then go to church. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. I'm trying the best I can. No, you got to be born again so the Holy Spirit can live for you. Woo! Jesus Christ is on his way back. And we just gonna touch a few, and then we're going to go into a teaching, amen, on a specific thing, and that is the Church of the Living God is only one that has been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. If you don't have the blood of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit in you, and the Holy Spirit is what? The Holy Spirit is the life of God. That's God's life, and he's a holy God.
Amen.
And he took himself and became man so that blood could be shed. And that blood that is shed, hey, man, it can save the whole world in the twinkling of an eye. God can save the world tomorrow, the whole world. But guess what? The world don't want Christ. They are rejecting Christ. Church folks are rejecting Christ. Preachers are rejecting Christ because they ain't preaching it. They ain't preaching about the cross today. They ain't preaching about salvation. They ain't preaching about holiness. They ain't preaching about one wife and one husband. They ain't preaching that. It gets me upset when I see these guys getting up talking about and they got girlfriends, they messing with prostitutes, they messing with everything that is not like God and call themselves carrying the gospel. If you ain't carrying the gospel like Jesus Christ has called you to carry the gospel, there's something wrong with you. You're a false prophet. You're a hireling. You're trying to pimp God, and you can't pimp God. And thank God. Give it to the brother. Thank God he's a merciful God. Woo! He's merciful to me. He's merciful to the whole world. He's merciful. And people are trampling all over his mercy. People cuss, lie, cheat, steal, do all kinds of stuff opposite of holiness. Because holiness is a high price. It took Jesus Christ, life, died, crucified him, nailed him to a cross, beat him beyond recognition, put 39 stripes on his back, nailed rusty nails through his feet, pierced him in the side. He didn't say a mumbling word, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. If they knew what they were doing, they never would have killed me. And thank God they didn't know what they were doing, because if the devil knew, what he was messing with when he was messing with Jesus Christ, if he knew what he was messing with, he never would have went through the thing. But he said, I killed all the prophets, and they didn't get up out the grave. Now I'm going to kill this one. I got to get rid of this one. Because if I don't get rid of this, I'm done. And guess what? He got rid of it, but he came back. And by when he came back to life, Satan said, uh-oh, I'm done. Somebody pay the price for sin. Who is it? Jesus Christ. Not the Pope.
Right.
Not the cardinal. Not the church member. Not the bishop. Nobody. And folks going around here worshiping everything but God. They worship Hollywood movie stars more than Jesus Christ. There's church folks in there that love this Hollywood escalon that they're doing, all kind of old dirty low-down pictures and rape and crime all
That's
over
right.
the cities, all over the streets, and crimes in
That's
the homes
right.
and marriages all busted up. Men don't want to get married and have children and raise them in the Lord. Women don't want to be a woman. Amen. Women down
Amen.
Nowadays, man, the man want to be a woman. It's all confusion. It's total confusion. And that's why we
that's
got
it.
So many men and boys and girls in prison, because the parents is not raising them. They're not, don't want to get married. I ain't got time to take responsibility. And guess what? America and the world is paying for it. Because whenever you disobey, whenever you want to go your way, guess what? Death will come. Death will come. Prisons are full of young people. Because men are going around here giving babies to every little woman that they see. And they think they ain't going to take responsibility. At the judgment seat, they're going to take responsibility. And the Lord going to say, look what you've done. And it's going to be too late. Because if you don't get saved from that, guess what? Hell will be your home. Hell will be
Amen.
A place where all what the wicked, and you're wicked if you don't know Jesus Christ. And I'm gonna shut and give it to brother. But a lot of people say, "What's a wicked person?" I'm gonna tell you what a wicked person is. A wicked person is a person who walks on the face of this earth and neglects and rejects and ignores the mercy of God and ignore the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and say it's a bunch of hogwash. That's a wicked person. A non-believer is a wicked person. You don't have to be a criminal or a rapist to be all that. You wicked, but here's a wicked person that ain't done none of that, yet still he have rejected the only way God
That's
can
right.
bring man back to himself through his only son, Jesus Christ, and people slander him, they cuss at him, they use his name in vain, and all this stuff, and yet still they think they can enter into the kingdom of God where you are a lying wonder, nothing unfit, and nothing without God will ever see and live with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is what the cross can do. Change your life. Go, brother. It's yours.
Amen, doctor. Amen. All glory be to the Most High. Awesome word. Amen. Amen. We are sharing this powerful word, this powerful message. Amen. We pray that you grow strong in the Lord. Amen. And our message is clear. Amen. We love you. Amen. We love the brothers and the sisters out there. Amen. Again, the message is clear. Amen. The Bible says, speak the truth in love. Amen. That's what we're doing. We're speaking. We bring it to you in love. Amen. We love you. Amen. We don't want you to suffer. Amen. We got to warn you and let you know what's coming. Amen.
Yes.
Judgment
coming,
and punishment is coming. Amen. So you have a choice. You can either stand on this side with us where there's grace and mercy. Amen. Or you can stand on the other side and receive judgments and punishments. Amen. So you do what you feel is best. Amen. But we love each and every one of you. We love everybody. We just want you to receive salvation. We don't want no one to be lost. Amen. But we know that there are some out there that's going to choose the path of unrighteousness. Amen. And that's just what they're going to do. Amen. But we are praying for your soul. It's never too late. And my dad used to always say, as long as you have breath in your body, you have the opportunity to receive salvation. And that's what we want for you today. We want you to receive salvation. You have to understand that hell was made for who? The devil.
Ooh,
and his
good
angels.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
That
yes,
was
sir.
It was made. Let me go over and see if I can find it. But let me go over to the book of Jude. Amen.
All
and
right.
Share this scripture with you. And let me see if I can find it. The book of Jude is only one chapter. It's the book right next to Revelation. Amen. And if you know about the book of Jude, it has a lot of recorded information that's also in the book of Enoch. Amen. That's similar, amen, to the book of Jude. Now, this is what it says in Jude, the first chapter. Watch this. Amen. Watch this. In fact, this is what I'm going to start at verse 5, and then I'm going to read verse 6. This is Jude, the first chapter. It says, I will therefore put you in remembrance. See, God wants you to remember. Think back is what he's saying. Though ye once knew this, how that the Lord having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, destroyed them that believed not.
Amen.
God, that is such a powerful scripture. Do you know what that is saying? We tell you all the time that the Bible gives you like situations. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The best interpreter of the word is the word. You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me how God's going to come and deliver the church from this world right now, from this evil world. He's going to come down, and the trumpets are going to sound. Either dead in Christ is going to rise, and those of us who are alive and remain shall be caught up with him. Amen. So God's going to do what? Save his people out of the land of Egypt. So now you know how Egypt was just the land of Egypt. Well, don't you know right now the whole world is basically the land of Egypt? How we show you that the whole world is the Babylonian system, both the commercial Babylon and also the religious Babylon. So, see, this time people think that, God going to save us just like he did the children of Israel out of Egypt. Well, he is. But, see, you think you're going to go to another land. No, that was then how he delivered them to the land of milk and honey. How he delivered them out of the land of Egypt. This time he's going to come back and deliver us from this present world, from this present life, meaning that he's going to rapture the church. He's going to we're going to be caught up to heaven. Amen. When those trumpets blow, that's how we're going to be delivered. A lot of people think the deliverance is going to be somewhere else. No, it's not going to be somewhere else on this planet. Excuse me. Amen. It's going to be in the earth to meet the Lord.
Yeah.
To escape all this evil and wickedness. Now watch this. Amen. Now, if you notice that how the scripture says, afterward, destroyed them that believe not. Don't you know that's what's going to happen to the people that's going to be left here on this earth after Christ come back and get the church? When the church is gone up to heaven, the Holy Spirit is going to step back. Christ is going to come on the scene. Believe not, which are called the non-believers, those who believe not are going to be destroyed. Immediate death is going to happen on this planet. And yes, as you seen in the movie, I gotta give it to the movie, the series Left Behind. I remember I saw that movie. I think it was in the late 90s, early 2000s. Maybe it was the late 90s. They showed when people had been raptured up to heaven, and you saw planes falling out of the sky, car wrecks. Well, that's gonna be true. Amen. A lot of chaos is going to happen because why? You could be a believer. If you drive in that car and you ain't in that car no more, and you ain't got to worry about the kids that's going to be in the car because there ain't going to be no kids left in the car. Amen. Because the kids are going to be gone and caught up too. Amen. So that car is going to be going down. So it's going to be so much wrecks, car wrecks, so much tragedy, so much accident. Folks are going to be going crazy. People are going to be taking their own lives. Why? Because the loved ones is gone. The children is gone. Some people can't cope with that. For some people, that's the only reason for living is their family. And if you don't get saved before it's too late, you'll be left here. Man, it's going to be chaos on this planet. Amen.
Yes, it is.
Amen. So we don't want you to be here. Amen. Ain't no needing you being here. hearing this warning and getting this opportunity to hear God's word, and you just ignoring this, and you say, oh, I'm only going to go through it. Well, you go right ahead, amen, if you want to. We're going to be praying that, amen, we're going to be praying that you get saved, amen, before it is too late. And because,
yes,
again,
sir,
we don't want to see nobody lost. Amen. Now watch what it says in Jude, the 6th chapter. Angels which kept not their first estate, meaning that they had a choice. See, they chose not to stay at home in heaven with God.
Come on.
Worship him. Amen. They chose to be rebellious with Satan. Amen. And come down to the earth, and they begin to sleep.
Come on.
Amen. Excuse me. They begin to sleep with the women of men because they desire, amen, to mate with the women. But watch what the scripture says. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation. They left heaven on their own. This was a choice that they made to leave heaven. The scripture says, he said, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness.
Yes.
Unto the judgment of the great day. What good did it do them to leave heaven for that short period of time? Amen. Now they are in chains. They are locked away in darkness until the day of judgment, where they'll be cast into the lake of fire with Satan and the beast and the false prophet. They will already be there waiting. They will be cast in the lake of fire. And the first two to suffer, amen, is going to be the beast. And the false prophet is going to be cast into the lake of fire, because we know that Satan's going to be cast down. Him and the fallen angels, the rest of them that are loose, are going to be locked away. Amen. Where? They're going to be locked away in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years, and then they should be loose for a short season. And what's going to happen? Then Satan and them are going to be all cast into the lake of fire. Amen. So that means that the beast and the false prophet is going to already be there for 1,000 years, torment.
Yeah.
Man, I couldn't imagine such a thing. They're going to be there by themselves for 1,000 years, just being tormented. And just the soul is going to be burning for 1,000 years. Man, I tell you all the time, we can't deal with pain for just a little short while, more or less for a year or 6 months. But the Bible says that they're going to be in there for 1,000 years before Satan is cast there. Now watch
this. All right.
Amen. Watch this. Verse 7 says, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Brother, that sounds like what you just said. When you talk about how these women are just going after women, men are just going after men, folks don't care, they cussing God, they don't want nothing to do with God. Man, you know what, brother? It's strange that you said it, because that's all my kids talk about now. My boy said all these women want to do is be with each other. My daughter said the same thing. She said, man, she said, Dad, I think I'm the only straight girl up there around on the team. I said, Lord, have mercy. And we just have to pray for her soul, because Lord knows, man, people are brave now. It used to be a time where people, if they was a certain way, they'd keep that to themselves and keep it away from you, because they would respect you, because they knew that you wasn't that way. This day and time, the demons and devils don't care. They out here trying to convert you to be what they are. They want you to do what they do, because this is the way the world is. The world has waxed cold and cold, and people don't care. Yeah, but they don't care. This is a cold world that we live in. Amen.
Yeah.
It says, likewise, verse 8 says, likewise also, these filthy dreamers, that's it, that's exactly what they are. Filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Amen.
Lord.
This day and time, that's the world that we live in. We have to continue to pray. We have to continue to fight the good fight. As many of us that's fighting the good fight, not just go along to get along, because now you got so many church folks now, because they got a few family members that's gay and lesbian. Amen. They just give in to it, and think that it's okay. That's never okay for your family member or your kids to be around that mess.
No.
It's never okay. We should continue to speak out against. We don't care what the world thinks, what the world say. We're going to stand up for the righteousness of God until the Lord comes. I'm going to tell you right now, only what you do for Christ will last.
Oh,
amen. Because that's it. Only what you do for Christ will last. We're going to still be standing and through all eternity, amen, worshiping God, because only the righteousness of God is all that counts. It don't matter if you think that this worldly system right now, this worldly system is about to come to an end. This satanic rule of 6,000 years, this Babylonian religious and commercial system is about to fall. And just like commercial Babylon is going to fall, amen, just like the back in 1929, the stock market failed.
Come on, preacher.
Amen. Amen. We believe, amen, we're not saying if it's true enough, but we believe, amen, it could be 100 years from when the stock market fell back in 1929. We could be looking at in 2029 that Christ would be coming back. And when Christ comes back, he's going to end the commercial of Babylon. It's going to fall in one day. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. It's going to fall. The greed, the wealth, the people who are just getting over on everybody. They don't care about nobody but themselves. They'll rip people off. Amen. I tell people that like to boast and brag. Amen. But one of the reasons why America is so rich is because of 400 years of free labor, 400 years of slavery. Amen. It should be a rich nation. Amen.
Come on.
The world has benefited off of this system. The world has become rich and wealthy. But guess what? When Christ come back, he's going to destroy it all. And then he's going to set up his millennial kingdom. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Brother, we're going to be part of that system. Amen. Give God all the praise and glory. And when we come back with him, we're going to reign with Christ for 1,000 years. And, brother, I still, that is so deep. When I think about that, I'm like, Lord, we're going to come back and reign with him for 1,000 years. And after that, we're going to live for all eternity. Eternity will begin. We're going to be with Christ for all eternity. Really, at the beginning of that 1,000 years, we're going to be with him for starting there. Amen. But he's going to show the devil, amen, that this is the way you do it. Amen. He's going to rule for 1,000 years. There's going to be peace. There's going to be tranquility. Amen. Love, joy, no more suffering and pain. Amen. If you want to join us, if you want to miss this great tribulation that's about to hit this planet, amen, all you have to do is Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. Confess with your mouth and believe within your heart. Amen. I'm going to turn back over to the brother. We're going to come back and we're going to get some more on that salvation before we have to close it out. Go ahead, doctor.
All right. This is the word of the Lord. This is what God has laid in his word, and I get all my information from the word. It's better than a newspaper, more accurate than any than a man can write. It's the only book that's called the book of books. Many people don't read it, and the reason why they're walking around in stupidity and don't know why they're here and who made them is because they didn't read the Bible. They'll read Playboy, they'll read Penthouse, they'll read all kind of old dramas and all kind of old novels and all kind of old good housekeeping and all that stuff, but they sure won't read the Word of God. And they walk around wondering what's going to happen to me, and I don't know where I'm going, I don't know why I'm being, my God. But you ought to get on your knees, fall down on your knees, and say, Lord, give me your Word. Show me in that word where you created me after your likeness. You made me in the image, and I'm your child. Ooh, when you find that out, amen. Guess what? Amen. You have a purpose to live. I don't have to write a book on how to live. The Bible tells me how to live. The Bible
That's
says
right.
God is right in all his ways and holy in all his works. And the world today just them threw the Bible away. Oh, yeah. And
That's
then
right.
those that do, they want to interpret it their style. In other words, this ain't what that said. And I don't believe you can do that. And I don't believe God did that. Well, you are here. Amen. amen, the word of God is true, make no difference what you think about it. You can't change
That's
it.
Right.
You can't rearrange it. You can't do nothing with the word of God. Men have tried to do it, and guess what? They died in unbelief. They died but not believing that Jesus Christ is Lord. They died believing there ain't no hell. They died believing there ain't no heaven.
Mm.
So when they die, they're going to go to the place where they're going to believe then. But guess what? Today.
Too late. Amen.
You can't sing Amazing Grace. You can't sing Down at the Cross. You can't sing them songs that people don't want to sing today because the music world in the church is messed up, brother. It is so messed
That's
up,
right.
man. You can't even get what they're trying to say. Amen. I'm from
That's
the
right.
old school. I'm from the hymnologist. But because Jesus told the disciples, I think that's from the Garden of Gethsemane, he said they went out and sang a hymn. They didn't sing no pop music. Good God Almighty. When
That's
he went
right.
to the Garden of Gethsemane, I don't need no pop music. I don't need nobody jumping up and down because when Jesus went to the garden, man, he was in greatly sorrow. Woo!
That's
they
right.
sang a hymn.
That's right.
And he was in such a great sorrow. He said, Father, 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 let this cup pass from me. What you talking about a cup?
That's
a
right.
cup of suffering. The suffering that Jesus had to do for me, for the world.
That's right.
He was saying to himself, Almighty, if there's another avenue, if there's another highway, if there's another mountain that I can go around to bring salvation without going to this cruel cross I got to do. Lord have mercy. He said, not my will, but let will be done.
That's
he
right.
could have called 12 legions of angels from heaven.
Come on.
72,000 angels could have came on down there and took him out the Garden of Gethsemane and took him on back to heaven. But he said, not my will, but let your will be done. And guess what he did? All the sin that man committed from the Garden of Eden all the way over to the end of millennium, Christ suffered. And when he starts suffering, the pressure of sin actually entered in his body, the pressure of sin actually, until the pressure was so great that it busted his blood vessel. Oh, y'all don't know what I'm talking about. We don't get the grip of how he suffered and how painful. We can't even touch it. I can't even touch it. Sometimes I can just feel the agony and the pain and the blood vessels and blood was coming out of his pores of his skin because what? Whoremongering, lying, cheating, backbiting, incest, drunkards, the liars, the prostitutes, the homosexuals, all that sin that man has committed against God, Jesus took it all. Ain't nobody was there to relieve him. Ain't nobody had to change the ship. He took the whole ship.
Lord,
and when he took the whole ship, he said, let your will be done. And they came and got and Judas came up and kissed him because he didn't want to point to the Savior. He said, the one I kiss, that's the one you want. And he was betrayed by a kiss. And let me tell you, folks are doing the same thing today. They're betraying Jesus Christ with a kiss.
That's right.
They have a form of godliness, but they ain't got no power. You got folks in the church singing in the choir. You got people behind the pulpit. You got the doorkeeper and the usher. Man, you'd be surprised what they do behind the church. Come on, preacher. Tell
Come
the
on,
truth.
Doc.
Come on, man. Y'all going to Las Vegas? Your wife swapping? Oh, yeah, they doing it in the house of God. Man, what you talking about? People are blind. You can smile in my face all you want. But God didn't call me to be a dummy. He called me to preach the word, and the word will find you out. The word will bring you down. The word can do two things. Either drive you or it can draw you. And most folks are being driven because they don't want to live like God wants them to live. God said, I want somebody on earth to walk after my image of holiness. I want somebody to walk upright. I want somebody to love one another. And you got a lot of church. Well, I got to go back to the church because that's what I was raised in. I was raised in the church. From the time my mama came out my mother's womb, my mama took me to church. I was until I went there long enough and grew up. Then I found out something. I found out this is church. Man, I like this. I like this to see people shout. I like to see people cry. I like to see people love one another and be kind to one another and be merciful to one another. But you don't see that in churches today. Oh, man, you got a whole lot of crackpots. You got a whole lot of fake jokers. You got a whole lot of folks. But for themselves, they looking out for themselves. They ain't looking out for their fellow man. Man, yes, if you get in trouble in church, man, you get dogged more than the man in the world. If a backslider, I know you ain't saved. I thought you was saved. Well, let me tell you, where you think you come from? Woo, you weren't born in no gold mine. You weren't born in silver mine. You were born from your mother's womb and shaped in iniquity. So you ain't got no nerve. You got a lot of nerve to try to down somebody else. But that's in the church today. And if you don't come with the right clothes on, come on now. If you don't come looking like them, oh, man, you ain't. No, well, salvation is not in clothes. You hear me what I said?
Right.
Salvation is not in your looks. Salvation is not in your education. Salvation is not in your status quo. Salvation is not in your automobile or your house that you live in. Salvation is only in Jesus Christ. And if you leave this world, if you leave this world, I don't care who you are. You could be my mom, my daddy, my sister, my uncle, my aunt, my in-laws, my outlaws. And you can even be my cat. God is a saving cat. The cat, too. We ain't talking about cats. We talking about your soul. We're talking about where you going to go when you die. And I may repeat after repeat. Don't go to hell. Don't go.
That's right.
I told you before, go to Timbuktu. And you said, well, where's Timbuktu? Is there a Timbuktu? Well, you got to look on the map. And where's Timbuktu? Timbuktu is in Africa.
That's right.
By the river in Africa, a place called Mila. It's called Mila. Timbuktu. I ain't never been to Timbuktu, but I know where it's at. I ain't never been to hell, but I know where it's at. It's in the bowels of the earth. Why? Because the Bible says hell is in the bowels of the earth. It's underneath. You're walking on top of hell. Oh, if you don't believe me as a hell, go down there to some volcanoes and look at the lava that's shooting up out of the, well, in the center of the earth, there's a place called the core. The core is a lake of fire. And then you got hell, you got paradise, you got Tartarus, you got Sheol, you got all those compartments in the bowels of the earth.
Oh, my God.
You better read the Bible. Right. Find it. And they tell me Jesus Christ, God's son, spoke more about hell than he did heaven. He was warning the generation he was in, flee from the wrath to come. Oh, ye vipers, you spoke. You walk around with your neck all up in the air, and you claim to be holy. Can't speak to nobody. You claim to be holy, but you can't love nobody. You claim to be holy, but you can't pray to me. You can't pray to God. You're so holy that if you would lift up your head so high that if it would rain, you would drown. And there's a lot of people drowning in church with pride, self-righteousness, all this wicked stuff that's going on in the house of God. That's why the world is looking at the church and saying they're no better than we are. Good God Almighty. But let me tell you something. There are some people in the church that stand for something. Some people in the church that's leaning on the everlasting arm. There's some people in church that need to go right on, make no difference what the consequences are. There's some preachers that's preaching an unadulterated word of God and telling the world, run for your life. Just like Paul told Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. And you about somebody fighting, you're talking about somebody fighting. I know somebody's fighting. I know Brother Tim is fighting. Good God Almighty.
Amen.
He's not fighting flesh and blood. He's fighting against the prince power of the air. The old devil's trying to defeat me. He's trying to defeat Brother Tim. Why? Because we're preaching the word of God. Because if you're not preaching the word of God, he won't bother you. But let me tell you, if you stand up against the sins of the world and the backbiting and the hypocrite and the slothful and the laziness that people have for serving God, but they can go to a football game, they can get on a bus and go to Las Vegas, they can go on a field trip, they can do all the worldly things that to kind of satisfy them, but they can't come out the church house and get on the streets and walk up and down the streets and tell somebody, nobody, trying to tell you about somebody who can save anybody. Do you hear what I'm trying to tell you? Do you hear what I'm trying to tell you? The church, the true church is on fire, but the true church, amen, has something to fight against. They got to fight against them old Christians, so-called Christians. Try to claim Christ with their lips. And Jesus gave them a back talk when they stand at the judgment seat of Christ. You know, Jesus, they're going to tell Jesus, hey, Lord, don't you know me? You know, I killed the sick. I cast out devils. I sung in the choir. I prayed. I did miracles through your name. And I did such a great miracle. I thought in Jesus. This is what Jesus said. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I don't even know you. Is that what he said? I don't even know you. You carry my name on your lips, but your heart is far from me. We got a whole lot of heart that's cold. A lot of folks in churches, cold-hearted, low-down, dirty, sneaky, conniving, self-righteous. I done said it once before. And they're said, get from me. Get out of my way. Get away from me. I don't live like that. I don't talk like that. I don't treat people like that.
That's right.
And guess what? I treat my enemy just like I treat my friend, because I love my enemy. And here you are talking about, I love the Lord. Oh, I'm in love with the Lord. And you hate your brother sitting right beside you. You can't even say, how you doing, sister? Oh, ain't the Lord good? People come in with their chests all stuck out. And the men won't stand up against all this old loose living. The church members won't stand up against them. You don't have to beat nobody down because they sin. You got to go and counsel them. You got to talk to them. You got to pray for them. You got to fast and pray for some members. Because you got a lot of weak Christians in church. Amen. They need help. They need spiritual help. They need guidance.
That's right.
And you can't get the guidance, and you're doing the same thing they doing.
That's right.
Let me tell you something, and I'm going to give it to you. It's gonna be something when the saints of God stand before the judgment seat of Bema. It's going to be something when the saved folks stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Because there's five crowns you can receive. And there's six different kinds of works. Wood, hay, and stubble. That's for the flesh. That's what you did in the flesh. Christians can sometimes walk in the flesh. And then you got the gold, silver, and brass. That will last forever. That represents the works you did for Christ. What you done for Christ? Are you living for Jesus? Do you love Jesus? When they say Bible study, and don't worry about this corona. Hey, man, if you want to go to Bible study, do you say, I don't want to go to Bible study. Somebody might have the corona, and I might get it. Well, you can get it at the grocery store. You can get it done. You can get it at your friend's house. What you talking about? Quit making excuses. You're going to stand before the judgment seat, and God is going to reward you according to your works. Your soul is saved. You're saved by the grace of God, not by works. Quit going around here talking about saved today, lost tomorrow, saved today, lost tomorrow, saved today. What you doing? You're crucified Christ in the flesh. You're crucifying him over and over and over again.
That's right.
If you're saved, you're saved. If you're saved, you got the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit control you. You let yourself control you. You let flesh control you. You let somebody else control you. Jesus Christ says, lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily besets you, looking into who? Jesus, who is the author and finisher of my faith. Come on, church. Come on, church. Get it together. Please get it together. Because the rapture, and I'm going to give it to the brother, because we got an extra 30 minutes. Amen. If the brother can go with me, we got an extra 30 minutes, so we got enough time. If you want the Lord to bless you, if you want the Lord to save you, Romans 10:9, that's the only place I can go other than where I can go to Acts, where the Philippian jailer, amen, saw Peter and Paul being loose from jail, and he was going to go back in the room and get rid of himself. And Peter said, wait a minute, man, don't do nothing. Don't do nothing. Listen what Peter said. He said, don't do something normal. We all here.
That's right.
And the man said, what must I do? He said, do I have to go down and pay my tithes and offering? Do I have to shake the preacher's hand? Do I have to do some kind of form of ritual or something? He said, no, man. He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
That's
and the jailer received Christ at the jail.
That sure did.
You don't have to be in the church building. To get saved, you can get saved on the street corner. You can get saved sitting on the toilet. You can get saved turning yourself upside down, hanging, and get saved. Mm-hmm. Confess.
That's right.
The Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, repent. Turn from your wicked self. Turn from your old selfish self. Come on.
That's right.
Turn from your blind guys and your friends, because a lot of people got a lot of friends. They say, well, if I get saved, I'm going to lose my friends. Well, guess what? You lose your friends, but if you don't get saved, you're going to lose your soul. But
that's
if you
right.
lose
Amen.
Your soul, you're going to be able to come down there in hell and pick you out. Ain't nobody going to be able to help you in hell. You can forget it. The rich man and Lazarus, no more help. Rich man and Lazarus enough to convince me and all
Amen.
10 of my, when Jesus told the rich man, and when the rich man didn't take care of Lazarus and didn't take care of his welfare, he just ate up all the food and threw it in the garbage, and then wouldn't let the man come out the garbage. He get that little
yes.
jerk. I don't want to be around my premises. I don't want to be around him. And guess what? Jesus said it. He said, the rich man died. He said, no, he said, Lazarus died, and some angel, good God Almighty, transportation,
yeah.
free transportation, I sat down and took Lazarus to Abraham's bosom.
Amen.
And put him in paradise, which is in the bowels of the earth. Paradise is in the bowels of the earth. And then the Bible said, and the rich man died. And no transportation. He said he lifted up his eyes in hell and saw Abraham afar off and called out by telecommunication. I don't know how loud he called, but he called loud enough. He said, hey, Abraham, could you send Lazarus down and touch my tongue with a little bit of water on it, just a little bit, not much, just a little bit, for this flame is tormenting me. And the man preached a sermon from hell. Good God Almighty. Y'all don't know what I'm trying to say. He preached a sermon from hell and said, I got five brothers. And will you tell him that you talked to me in hell? Tell him, don't come down here. Don't come down here. And Abraham said, no, I can't do it. They already got the prophets. They already got the scriptures. If they don't believe the scriptures, how in the world they going to believe that a man spoke from hell to tell them, don't come down here? And a lot of people today got the same attitude. I don't believe in hell until I get there. But the man didn't believe in hell until he got there. And when he got there, it was all over. And what I'm trying to tell you, go to Timbuktu before you go to hell. But I know you ain't going to be able to go to Timbuktu because it's appointed once for men to die. And after death, it's going to be the judgment. So if you want to accept right now, now is the time. There is no more convenient time than now. Wherever you are on your radio, on your internet, this is Brother Bazard and Brother Tim wooing you and telling you the word of God is right. Don't let nobody tell you that God's word is not true. It is true blue. It is so true, it makes me tremble. I know what God said is going to happen. The rapture of the church is just around the bend. Just around the bend. Because war, coronavirus, diseases, food shortage, because nobody's working now. Truck drivers are stopping. The postman may have to get, so your mail might not get delivered because they're making a mandate and it's going to spread after a while.
Come on, doctor.
The brothers, the banks already, amen. Citibank, man, if by January the 14th, you got to have your shot. You don't have your shot, you're going to give a couple of days of grace. And if you don't come up with no shot, we're going to fire you. And the bank, the man that's driving the big semi-tractor trailer, and all these men traveling over the highway trying to get the groceries to the grocery store, it's going to come on them because the government is in trouble. Luciferians, the Illuminatis, is getting in control of the world's goods. Once they get control of the world goods, they're going to lay something on you. And it ain't going to be coronavirus. It's going to be the number of 666. If you don't receive the number on your forehead or on the back of your hand, you are not going to be able to either buy or sell or buy your baby some diapers or go down to the grocery store and get a bag of tissue. You ain't going to be able to do nothing. Why? Because if you want to buy or sell, you're going to have to worship me. And the world gonna say, "Oh, you kidding me? Oh, shoot! I'll get the number, man. I need my money. Woo, man, I need my milk. I need my car. I need my bank account. Good God Almighty! Give me the mark, brother. I believe you are Jesus Christ, and he's gonna be the devil, because you see, the devil believes in soul selling. Soul selling comes from Satan." And Satan, how bold he is, I'm going to show you how he tried to be bold, but he can't handle Jesus. He told Jesus, I know who you are, but look, I tell you, I'll give you the kingdoms of the world. I'll give you all, so gold, silver, brass. I'll give you all that. But the fool was a fool on top of fool, knowing that he was talking to the Creator. He owns it already.
That's right.
He owns it all. He owns everything. The earth is the Lord, and the fool is therein, and everything that dwells is his. And here comes Lucifer, trying to sell the world to Jesus Christ to get Jesus Christ to worship him. Well, you are a lying wonder. And guess what? He didn't pull nothing on Jesus, but he's going to pull it on the human race pretty soon. Soul selling is going to become a known thing. And the greatest soul sellers is Hollywood.
That's right.
People are selling their soul. Black men, white men, children, parents are selling their soul to the devil to make big money.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood says, look, if you become a whore on TV set, I'll give you all the money you want. Why you think these women running around with no clothes on, with their legs stretched open, and all that? They don't sold their soul. They said, I'll get butt naked, walk down the street. You give me $1 million. And that's what the devil's doing to our society. The church, because the church has been infested by paganism. Paganism has tried to run through the church. And that's why Paul tells Timothy, keep the good fight of faith. Lay hold on the eternal life. Don't turn around. And the world
Amen.
Is saying, come on. They're making programs. They're making movies. They're making super movies to program people like some man can fly through the air and do all kinds of unnatural things and make a Superman. Well, a Superman is coming, but he's going to be the raw devil. Because the
That's
devil
right.
now is doing, he's doing miracles, and I'm closing. The UFOs. The UFOs are being mentioned more than any kind in human history. Oh, yeah, let me tell you this. And I'm going to give it to the brother, but this is on me. The Roman Vatican, the Vatican, y'all get this now, the Vatican, the Pope is already infested with alien beings, or I could say demons, that's running the Vatican. The church is full of demonic activity. The Roman Catholic Church in World War II. When Adolf Hitler had conquered Western Europe, the Roman Catholic Church took Hitler into the altar and laid their hands on him and blessed him to do the will of God. And that was not the will of God. That was Satan.
Amen.
Going in the church. And this same Vatican is poisoning people today. And the Roman Pope Pontiff is going to be the false prophet in the book of Revelation. He's coming. He's already here. My friends, y'all better get ready. I love you.
Yes, sir.
I love you to the tip of my heart, to the bottom of my left toe and right toe. I love you so much, and I don't want to see nobody go to hell. Nobody.
That's right.
My enemy, I wouldn't want him to go to hell or she to go to hell. Because let me tell you something. It is hot, and it is agony, and it is pain, it is remorse, it is something that you don't have to go through because Jesus paid it all on Calvary's cross by his blood and his resurrection.
Amen.
And we can sing hallelujah. Praise God. Go ahead, brother. I didn't mean to go that long, but you got it.
Amen, brother. Amen. All glory be to the Most High. Amen, brother. You're all right. Amen. We are getting the word out, and that's the most important thing, that we are sharing this message with the world. We want you to be saved. We don't want no one to be lost.
Amen.
Amen. So, amen. We're going to try to do this. Amen. I don't know how much more time we got. We're finishing at the top.
We got about half an hour, brother. If you can hold on, if you can hold in there.
Oh, half hour? Okay, amen. Okay. Amen. So we're gonna try to do this thing.
Go ahead. Do
amen.
What you got to do, brother.
Amen. So, amen. So what I want to talk about, amen, is as we were saying, the great white throne judgment, amen, is what I was talking about, amen, because I told you about how hell is reserved for who? The devil and his angels, amen. So it was, so God didn't create hell. All the lake of fire wasn't meant for us. It was meant for man and their disobedience to the Most High God. Amen. It wasn't meant for us. It was meant for the fallen angels. But because now man is beginning to participate in the sin, amen, and being rejecting God. Guess what? So now man is going to hell, and you will go through judgment. And if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, amen, we know that you're going to have to suffer for all eternity in the lake of fire.
Yeah,
and man,
yeah,
I tell you, that is something that's just so hard to imagine. Brother, I've been thinking about it often. Lord have mercy, who would want to suffer for all eternity? Such a pain. It's so unbearable. Amen. I wouldn't even want to be there one day, more or less, for all eternity. Amen. There's just no way in the world, amen, I would allow myself or want to allow myself and play with my soul that way. And I've talked to people who say, you know, little snooty stuff like, oh, it ain't real. Oh, God ain't real.
Yeah.
Man, they come up with all kind of silly stuff that they come up with, amen, saying all kind of stuff about God and the heaven and earth ain't real. I mean, you know, the devil, hell and heaven ain't real. And we have to just continue to pray for people, amen.
Yes.
So I want to cover this great white throne judgment. Now, I know if you remember, maybe about 2 or 3 weeks ago, we talked about the judgment of the Bema seat of Christ. But today I want to share with you, at the top of the hour, the great white throne judgment. Now, if you're a believer, you will be at the judgment seat of Christ. And that's where you want to be. Because at the judgment seat, what are you going to receive? You're going to receive the rewards. Amen.
Yes,
that's what you want to receive. You want to be rewarded. Amen. Based on God's grace and mercy. Amen. But what you don't want to receive, amen, is judgments and punishments. Amen. At the great white throne judgment. Because we know that's what the wicked is going to get. You're going to receive, amen, judgment and punishment. Amen. So if you know that any time that the world has continued in wickedness, there's always been punishments, always been judgments that's going to come down from on high. So what is the time of the great white throne judgment?
All right, brother.
After
All right.
the 1,000-year millennial reign.
Yes.
After the 1,000-year millennial reign is when it's going to start. Satan's going to rebel for a short season. God's going to cast him into the lake of fire. And after that, that's it. Let me read the scripture to you, amen, so you'll know. And so you won't think I'm just talking. Amen.
Talking.
We're going to go over to Revelation, the 20th chapter, verse 10. Revelation, the 20th chapter, verse 10 says, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever." Lord have mercy. So when it says the devil that deceived them, who all did the devil deceive? Let's take a look at that. We know that he deceived the angels in heaven. Because we know the Bible said that he drew a third of the stars from heaven. So that's the first.
Yeah.
That's what we first deceived were the angels. And then we know that in the day of Noah, he deceived Adam and Eve in the garden.
Yeah.
Amen. Then mankind was deceived for 6,000 years since the time
Good
of the Lord. All the way up until now, 6,000 years. Can you imagine all those souls that's going to be standing before God, the holy angel, the 12 elders, the 24 elders, which is the church, which is the new, which is the it's the Israelite saints, the Old Testament saints, and the church age saints. That's who the 24 elders is consisted of. The saints of the ages. Amen. Amen.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Of course, there are going to be some saints that are before, like Enoch, before the nation of Israel was born. We talked about that on yesterday. Amen. But, man, that's going to be a lot of people standing before the great white throne judgment. And we know that the Bible said that great is the way that leads to destruction, meaning that more people are going to be lost. Are going to be cast to the lake of fire than the people that's going to be saved. Man, brother, what you talking about? My gosh, Lord. My heart goes out to those who play with God, who reject God, because I don't want to see you lost. There's nothing to play with. Amen.
Nothing.
Now watch.
Amen.
Amen. He said, watch. He said, the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone.
Yeah.
And if you remember earlier, I told you who's already there. 1,000 years earlier. Amen. The beast
false prophet
and the false prophet was
the
already
Antichrist.
The Antichrist, that's it. That's it. The Antichrist and the false prophet was already they was already there 1,000 years.
Dead.
Man, they already down there hollering, screaming for just them two. Well, that's gonna be something to suffer and to pay for. Man, I wouldn't want no part of that. I tell you, bro, I don't want no part of that punishment. You can have that. I don't want nothing to do with that. 1,000 years of punishment of the fire and brimstone.
Yeah.
Man, it's gonna be smoking down there.
Smoking, boy.
Lord have mercy. Amen. Now watch what it says. It says, and they shall be tormented day and night.
And night.
Forever and ever. That lets you know that it says forever and ever. In other words, that's for all eternity.
That's all eternity.
All eternity. Day and night. Now watch this. Now we go to the final judgment, which is what? The great white throne judgment. Watch what verse 11 says. Verse 11 says, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. In other words, you're going to be out there. Just you. Lord have mercy. In the space. In the universe. It says heaven and earth, it's going to flee.
Flee.
So, man, it's going to like, this is going to be like, just like, it's just going to go away. Man. It's going to just swiftly move away.
Lord,
have mercy. In the universe. All those souls standing before God. Now, who's going to be the judge?
Woo!
Christ is going to be the judge. This is who the judge is. It's Christ.
Yeah. Okay?
And why is Christ going to do the judging? Because why? Christ, is he came down, he experienced the same things that we experienced. See, if God judged you, you can say, well, God, you didn't go through what I went through. But see, Christ was here on earth. Amen.
Yeah,
for 33
brother.
Years. And he experienced the same thing that we experienced as men on earth. Amen. So there won't be an excuse. You won't be able to tell Christ anything. And he also suffered the worst pain and consequences when he died on the cross.
Yeah.
He suffered the worst, the most. Amen. Now watch.
Amen.
It. Amen. The great Supreme Court of Heaven. White, absolutely pure and standing. This is the great white throne. My goodness. And so you talk about the judgment of all judgment. You think folks crying at the sentencing in these courtrooms or something? No, that ain't got nothing to do with this right here. I tell you, man, the worst thing you want to do is not be saved. Like the brother said,
come
you
on.
Don't want to leave this world not be saved. That's the worst thing. For all
that's the worst thing.
That's the worst thing, doctor. My gosh. You want to, hey, I tell you what. You can, long as long as you have breath in your body, you got opportunities. Meaning that if you committed a crime, even if you've been sentenced to life in prison, don't you know that you still got a way of escape through salvation?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, don't you know that's the greatest decision that you can make? If you're on death row to receive salvation?
Jesus.
How can you escape? Maybe you can't escape some things from this life. But, man, you can escape the lake of fire, which is the second death. That's what you don't want. See, those people out here that's free, enjoying life, wealthy, rich, they just faring sumptuously like the rich man would, like the brother talked about Lazarus and the rich man. Just living it up. Never been to prison, never been to jail, never will go to prison, never will go to jail. Just living and just rejecting God. But don't you know, if they die and leave this world and they not saved, they going to receive the worst penalty.
Lord have mercy.
You said it, doctor. Being confined to the lake of fire for all eternity.
Yeah. All eternity.
Christ is the judge right here in this verse 11. Now watch this. John said that. Now, the location we've already established, amen, is going to say it's going to be up in the universe. Who are the defendants? All the unbelievers, they've had the chance and opportunity right now, as we are speaking, they're alive, they're out here parting, they ignoring the word, they mocking God. Oh, that ain't real. They have an opportunity to become saved.
Yeah.
And we pray and hope that you become saved before it's too late. Before this day is over, so many tens of thousands of people have been and lost their lives to death all over this planet. And most people go to hell. This day, most people go to hell. And since we've been preaching the past 2 years, you know how many people probably left this world? Over a million over the past 2 years. Definitely over a million souls. Just lost. My gosh.
Good Lord,
amen.
Good Lord.
So let's read verse 12. And John said, I saw the dead, small and great. What does that mean? So the people who are dead in the scripture won't get a new body. They won't get a new glorified body like we will. We'll get a brand new body.
Yeah.
They won't. John said, small and great. That means small in stature. Small and if nobody as small as in if nobody knew you, it means small as in your height. Amen. It means small in every matter of the word small, meaning insignificant. Amen. It means small. Whatever definition is small. And then it says and great, meaning that great in size, great in stature, great in money, great in the community, great in the neighborhood, great in the world, whether you was a famous person, well-known person, or rich person, great. Stand before God, Yahweh of heaven. And watch this. My God, this is going to be a day. Lord have mercy. The Lamb. And it said the books were open. Books, plural. Not one, books. And I've told you before what I believe these books are going to be based off. One is going to be the Lamb Book of Life, because he got a review to see if your name is in the Lamb Book of Life. One, I believe, is going to contain your thoughts. The other is going to contain your words, what all you've said. And the third is going to contain all your deeds. Amen. Now, this is just my spiritual speculation. Not saying what the Bible, this is my spiritual thought. I believe it's going to possibly be four books, maybe more, maybe less. But that's what I believe.
Uh-huh.
Which is the book of life. It says, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And that's the one that's going to concede, going to say, is your name written in the Lamb's book of life?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it.
Woo!
And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. What are your works? Your thoughts, your words, and your actions. Those are your works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. Man, who you telling? Woo, that's a horrible thing. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. You could think this is a joke or a fairy tale. I've heard comedians make jokes, but I know one of them made a joke. This is nothing, you know, like the brother said, once you're gone, it's too late. So once you find out that hell is real, it's too late. And ain't no coming back. Ain't no purgatory. Ain't no second chance. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. And I know in reading the book of Enoch describes what he saw. He described this place.
Come
on now. He told the angel, take me from this place, for I am so afraid of this place. The angel said, why are you afraid, Enoch? He said, I'm so afraid of this place because there's no life in this place. Lord have mercy. He said, even right now, before there's even a soul in, he said, this place, it has no life, no joy. My gosh.
Good,
this
good
is a
Lord.
Place of suffering. Enoch saw that thousands upon thousands of years ago, back towards before the flood. He said, I would be the only human to witness this place. He said, nobody's been here but me. He said in his book, read the book of Enoch. He said, I am the only human to witness this. But he was caught up in a spiritual form just like John. And showed these things. My goodness. Lord, my soul goes out to people that are not saved. Imagine the soul have already gone and left this world. That's it. They don't get a second chance. They don't get another opportunity. They had
no
chance. And trust me, when God gives you an opportunity, don't think that
God ain't gave you warning after warning, chance after chance. God has given these folks, it ain't like it was just one little light warning. No, God has given them warning several times. People know right from wrong. And God gives you, God's a God of grace and mercy. These are people who have just flat out rejected God. Remember Pharaoh?
Yeah.
Amen. The land of Egypt. God gave him how many chances? God gave him 10 chances. And still yet, after he lost his, after the worst thing happened to him, he lost his firstborn son. What did he do after that? Gather up the army. And they went out with the children of Israel. See, what I'm saying to you here, no matter what happens, when you have a reprobate mind, you're not going to learn. No matter how many times, how many chances God gives, God knows if I gave this person 1,000 years to serve me and to turn and repent, this person still wouldn't repent. A lot of times I ask, them, God, why does this person die at a young age, 21, 22, 23, 24, 20, why did they die so young? And they lived out in the world, they were just reckless. Well, how come they don't get 80, 70, 89 years? Because God knows, you know what? This person was just too much. If I gave them 1,000 years, they still wouldn't serve me. Lord, have mercy. That's sad.
That's sad.
I'm going to give it over to the brother, Abe. I just want to share that. Amen.
That's all right.
So, amen. Amen. So I want to share that. It's definitely reach. Amen. It's all the dead. It's final verdict. You will be, if your name ain't found written in the Lamb Book of Life, you will be cast in the lake of fire. That's it. Go ahead.
That's it. Boy, you set my soul on fire. Man, I don't want nobody to get there. We're going to end up with this. I'm going to give you a few minutes just before I close on this one. I want you to offer the altar up to anybody that's listening out there, wherever you may be. Wherever you may be sitting, oh, please do me one thing. Amen. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And then go tell somebody if you heard some preachers preach the word of God, because we are not coming from no corner. We're not coming talking out the side of our neck. We're not making this up. We're not telling you something that's not in the word of God. We don't tell you that Christ did everything for you. You can't do nothing to receive salvation but to receive Christ in your life. That's the only thing you can do by faith. You believe that he died and rose again, and he's coming back again to do what? To get a church. And he's going to give the world, good God, oh my God, it's so good. He's going to give the world 7 years of tribulation period through the Jewish nation to preach the last message. He's going to send three angels, at the end of the tribulation to go around the world, fly around the world and preach the everlasting gospel. Then he's going to send two witnesses to close the return of our Lord and Savior. God is merciful. God has given you the opportunity.
Yes, he is.
God has sent you two old preachers in the gospel. I mean, if you've been preaching the gospel for 3 years, the gospel is old, but it never run out. Ooh, it's been preached for the last 2,000 years, the gospel of grace. And the law was preached the 4,000 years under the Old Testament through Israel, preaching sacrifices of animals and turtle doves to get a blood sacrifice. It was used in Egypt. Blood was used in Egypt for the Israelite to be released by putting blood from a lamb on doorposts. Woo! Good God Almighty, when they put that blood on the doorpost, death, oh, death come creeping by that night. Good God Almighty. And the Lord said, I'm going to send death. And those that don't have the blood on their doorpost, I'm going to slay them. I'm going to kill them. And the Israelites took that lamb, woo, on the doorpost, the top lintel, the two side lintels. And if you would take A and B, C and D, geometry, you'll see right in the middle of the door, there's a cross. Oh, my God. There's a cross.
That's right.
From the top lintel to the two side lintels. And you meet those lines together and you get a cross. Well, that same That same way that you saw the cross in the doorway, Jesus Christ died on the cross, the doorway to heaven. Come to him.
That's right.
Repent of your sins. Believe on that he really loves you. God loves you so much. He done done the outer limit. He done done the, something that no other deity, no other God, no other demon, no
That's
other
right.
fallen angels could even think about doing. No man, no human being could have did even think about doing what Jesus Christ done for your soul. He took your place on Calvary's cross. Why
That's
would
right.
you want? Why would you want to do, go to hell? What the brother just said. That'll make my mm. liver quiver. It makes my backbone
Amen.
Straighten up. It makes me look at that and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for saving
That's right.
my soul.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord. Because without my soul being saved, I would be going to hell with the devil, and I can't stand the critter. I can't take nothing. Ooh, I'm tired of the joker. He don't do nothing but do three things. Kill. He's killing in the streets right now. Destroy. He's tearing them up. He's ripping them apart. He's ripping them up with drugs, sexology. He's ripping them up with murdering them and alcohol. He's messing their minds up, and he gets them to a place where he said, well, I got you now, but let me tell you, it's never too late. It's never too late. The only time it's too late is when you leave this world
That's it.
You go to one or the other. If you leave without Christ, you're going straight to hell. If
That's
you
right.
live through Jesus Christ, God will dispatch an angel. Oh, yes, he will. I
come
know
on,
he
doctor.
Will. Dispatch an angel from heaven. He'll come down here, and just the minute you pass off the scene, he'll catch your soul and take it to paradise in the
That's
presence
right.
of God. Say, Lord, this one just got saved yesterday, but he died today. He made it in. Good God Almighty. He can save you in a minute, in the twinkling of an eye. Why would you want to enjoy sex orgies, alcohol, drugs? Why would you want to get in a fast car and see how fast you can go? Why
That's
would
right.
you want to walk off a building because you can't take this life no more? Why would you want to do that with Jesus Christ? Pay the price. He took all that jumping off the building, all that whorish, all that lying and cheating, and nailed it to the cross. And why don't you come to him? And
That's
the Bible
right.
says, except you repent, except you turn from your sins, you shall likewise perish. You know what that means? That means that when you stand before God, before the great white throne, the only
mm-hmm.
thing you able to do, you won't be able to talk back. You won't be
yes,
able to
sir.
Make an excuse. You won't be able to say, Lord, I want to go to church now because church is over. Lord, I want to pray. No, pray over. Lord, what can you do now? I done it all. And you reject it. That's a sad story. That's a sad story.
That's right.
And guess what? Hell is so awful that the angel gonna have to pick up the souls and cast them in.
Yes, sir.
Because nobody can run and jump off the cliff when they
no,
see that.
Sir.
Oh, no. They're gonna have to pick them up, and you can't go nowhere because you're locked in eternity. Oh,
yes,
it's all
sir.
Over. The party is over, man.
Tell
the
them, Doc.
The blowing the trumpet and jipping and the japping and the yanking and the booty call and the shaking and the twitting and all that twisting and all that leg gapping. It's over.
That's right.
You can't do that. That's done. All the big cigars and limousines and three-piece suits and the women on your shoulders. And you just,
mm-hmm.
man, you just, heck with you. Christ, I don't need that crap. Man, look what I got. But there's
That's
a thing
right.
coming. There's a day coming when you will stand before Jesus Christ at the great white throne. And when you find yourself, you ain't gonna be able to do nothing but do one thing. That is drop your head in shame. Eternal shame. And I don't know. A lot of people say, "Well, you know somebody at the great white throne. Those are going to be destroyed." Well, you know some. You might meet one of your buddies. You might meet one of your one, the one you killed, the one, the girl you raped. You make me sick now. I got to go to hell. It's too late. Think about it. And what's going on with the world today? The civilization and the humanity is not thinking about what's going to happen at the end if you bluntly reject God's wonderful love, love beyond love, love you so much that he gave. He didn't charge you for nothing. There was no price at the cross. Judas sold him for 50.
Right.
And let me tell you, Christ is worth more. When it comes to money, you can't buy him. And Judas said, "I want $52. And folks today, the sinner man and some church-going folk will sell Jesus for nothing. They call on him, but they don't live for him. And if you call on him and don't live for him, all the calling that you're doing is in vain. Because you cannot call on the Lord in the flesh, because God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth."
That's
this is Elder Bazaar. This is Brother Tim. We want you to understand what we're trying to do. We're trying to warn you. We're trying to bring you to the cross of Christ. We ain't telling you to go to church to get saved. You can get saved right here.
That's right.
You can get saved. You can be 1,000 miles from me. If you can hear me, you can make the confession and repent of your sins. And repent means to turn with a broken heart. You're broken up. Your heart is broken. "Oh, my heart is broken up for what I have done against the holy God. And God loved me so much, he's going to give me a free gift, a gift of gifts. Tell me something else greater than eternal life." Woo!
Come on, Malcolm.
I'm talking to you. If you just could get a picture of New Jerusalem, you could not take it. And there's going to be heaven in the New Jerusalem. Just to give you small measure, New Jerusalem would be 1,500 miles high, 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles long. According to geometry and trigonometry and all the geometries that you can do with measuring, if you could put people in that city, you could put 53 billion people in the city.
My God. Lord have mercy.
53 billion. The Earth population now is 7.1 billion. So that's about eight times more population people in New Jerusalem than on Earth, seven times.
Wow.
God got a wonderful
place.
That's
going to be beautiful.
City make Chicago, Illinois look like a junkyard.
Wow.
Make New York City look like a scrapyard. Oh! There won't be no alleys. There won't be no concrete. There won't be no gravel. There won't be no asphalt. But they tell me the streets on every level is made out of pure gold. When you look down at the floor, you'll see yourself in the gold. Oh, good God Almighty.
Oh, mercy. Yes, sir.
I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. It's going to be dressed for the holiness of God. God's going to dress us to be his priests, his kings. I don't want to miss that. You got to be at your cotton picking mind. You must be at your cotton picking mind. And don't go, I'm saying this in love. You got to be out your cotton picking mind to think this world has something to offer you when it does not have nothing to offer you. God's got something. Anything looks like scrapyard. Why don't you give your opportunity, bring your soul in, and just say, Lord, take my soul. Take my soul and wash me in your blood. Lord, take me. Take me. I know. I believe what your son done. I know what your son done. I see. I can see it in the spirit of my mind. The agony of what he done for me. What he done for Brother Tim. What he done for his family. What he done for my family. What he done. What he can do for your family. What he can do for your son. Because this generation that's coming up is going to be the millennium. The generation. This last generation. The young people that's living today is going. Some of them going to enter into the millennium reign because they're going to have to go through the tribulation. They still going to be alive, and they're going to enter into the millennium and repopulate the earth. My friends, this gospel that I'm preaching, you might not have heard it like this before, but now it's in the book. It's in the book. I tell you, my mind, you can go get a steam shovel and dig the deepest hole you can dig. Got me in it. If I'm lying from the word of God, if I'm lying, you can hang me upside down. Do what you want to do. Why? Because the word of God is true, and I'm not trying to fix up nothing for nobody. I'm going to tell you just like it is. Brother Tim will do the same thing. This your gospel that I have and Brother Tim have, I'm going to tell you this, it's real. It's real. I'm not boasting. I'm not throwing my check out of nothing, but I just thank God for Jesus Christ because I'm able to obtain what God has for me in his name. The altar is open right now. The altar is open right now, wherever you are. The altar is open for you. Just fall on your knees wherever you are. If you can't get on both your knees, get on one knee. If somebody there with you, just hold his hand and y'all can make the confession. What did Apostle Paul say, brother? Work with it. Apostle Paul, what did he say?
Amen, brother. Amen. Romans
10th chapter.
Amen. Romans the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. Amen. It says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, thou shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. There you have it. Salvation is free. Salvation is forever. Man, who wouldn't want to live? Brother, I'm telling you, man, I get so much joy. Just thinking about eternal life. Man, I'm talking about this thousand millennial reign. Just to imagine coming back. Amen. God bless me. If I be blessed to see, amen, next month, by the middle of next month, 18th, I'll be 49 years old. God bless me.
Amen.
Let me tell you, that's almost half a century. Man, you ain't going to know how to act. Living on this earth for 500, we'll be halfway to 500 years. You're going to get to live 10 lifetimes in the millennial reign.
Yes, sir.
And after that comes the judgment, and we will get to live for all eternity. Time will matter no more. A billion years, a trillion years, you can time a trillion times a trillion, 100 trillion years, and it won't even matter. It won't touch nothing. It will be a blink of an eye to compress to how long you're going to be in existence. You're going to be existing for all eternity. And love, peace,
love,
joy, no pain, no suffering, no heartaches, no headaches, no disappointments, no stress, no depression. No job to get up to, no alarm clocks. Man, you won't have to eat no food if you don't want to, but the fruits are going to be so good. There's going to be water, there's a river. Man, you're going to get to be with the angels. You're going to get to meet all the saints. And like the brother said, streets of gold. Man, the new heaven is gone.